So let's start coming back to an upright, comfortable posture. Coming back to the present moment. Becoming fully aware of body and mind. Letting our awareness fill our entire body right down to the ground. Grounding our awareness in the present moment right now. Cultivating a mind that is at peace, still and clear, as we begin to observe sensations throughout the body as we breathe calmly and effortlessly. Calming the discursive mind, quietening down our internal mental chatter. Rejoicing in finding ourselves in these wonderful, conducive conditions. Taking the essence again. Working on our minds, making some space. Without looking into the world with the thought, what can I get? What can I gain? But instead looking into the world through the eyes of compassion, thinking, how can I make a contribution? What can I give? We make a contribution today by sitting down and developing ourselves. The most meaningful thing to do. It's so rare and so precious. So worthwhile. Doing this with the wish to truly be of benefit. Developing ourselves to the highest level. Becoming a fully realized being for other sentient beings. with these thoughts in mind, making them the basis, a fertile ground for our contemplations, we start off with bringing our awareness to our breathing, working with our breath, you can bring your focus to the area of your nostrils. With every in-breath, freshening and sharpening your focus. With every out-breath, settling more and more into this moment. Holding your object of meditation with all your focus and an equanimous state of mind. Not forgetting to be present, to be fully here. The present moment is the only thing that exists. The past is gone forever. The future is yet to come. Taking advantage of our breathing to show us exactly where the present moment lies, and staying with this knowing, witnessing, abiding calmly and single-pointedly. before we venture into our analytical meditation this afternoon, you can take a few moments to readjust if you wish. Settling back in. Again, coming into contact with our breathing. And then we can begin this contemplation by working with the thought that since time without beginning, as well as constantly in this life, we have spent every day, every hour, every minute grasping at a self that does not truly exist. If we are aware of it or not, every second we have been preoccupied with cherishing a self, doing whatever we do in order to secure a self, in order to satisfy a self that does not truly exist, that is not findable. And this has been the source of incredible suffering and dissatisfaction for us. And if you think about it, it's quite mind-blowing that the source of our suffering is something that doesn't even truly exist. The firm belief, the constant reinforcement of an independent self, an independent me. We're so habituated to that, so totally caught up in this belief that there is a self-existent I, a real person existing in this own nature, that we spend our whole life trying to keep this me satisfied, doing whatever it takes to keep this me happy. As we come into contact with these teachings, we have to investigate and analyze if this attitude is actually beneficial. We have to check thoroughly, does this grasping onto a real self-existent me and cherishing it bring true happiness or not? Is that what we call self actually benefiting me? So we can begin doing this by seeing or by experiencing that if we try to equalize ourselves with others, we confront a feeling in us that says, yes, of course, everyone is equal, but really I am more important than others. Take some time to get a feel for this, how this subtle feeling manifests within your mind every minute of your day. I am more important than others. How it always sneaks in, is always there. Try to see this. Identify it. And then we can bring to mind situations of our life where this self-centered attitude has made us act in harmful ways towards others. Recall specific occasions where you acted out of self-importance, being preoccupied with your own wishes and demands. Seeing how this self-centeredness made you act in ways you later did regret. Seeing how this attitude makes you very sensitive and very easily offended. Everything that happens, you immediately relate to yourself, always thinking it's about you, taking things very seriously and personally. Yeah, the mind becomes very particular. And we get very difficult to get along with. In addition, this self-grasping mind becomes the source of a lot of fear, sometimes even paranoia. And most of the time when we have fear or worry, being nervous and uneasy about things, it is about the self. Even if they are just fantasies, these things reinforce the sense of self, causing a lot of suffering. can you see that this attitude is actually something very undesirable? How this attitude actually imprisons us, and how all our delusions of anger and attachment have their root in this grasping at selfhood. Imprisoned by our delusions in order to keep this self happy. I mean, it's exhausting really, isn't it? Constantly being concerned about our own needs, our own likes and dislikes. Never being at ease really. Always moaning around about things. Whatever we do, wherever we go, we always have this self-centered mind with us, which is like a spoiled child, never satisfied, always complaining. Wherever we go, whatever we do. If you look closely at the conflicts you had in your life, see if you can recognize that self-preoccupation underlies that. Always thinking your own viewpoint is right. This is nourished by self-preoccupation. Ask yourself, what use is this mind to me, really? being totally caught up in our own story, wanting things to be the way we want them to be, freaking out if it doesn't work the way we want, being in constant drama. Our entire life we live like that, taking this self-centered mind with us wherever we go, wherever we travel to. Blaming others for our dissatisfaction. If you take a step back and think about it, it's actually very sad. Very sad. It's just that we always pay attention to ourselves in this unhealthy way, like vampires being obsessed with getting happiness for the self, when in fact, on the long run, it only brings us dissatisfaction, dis-ease. What seems to be our dearest friend, self-interest, in fact, it's our greatest enemy. See if that holds true for you, contemplating in this way. So the spiritual path requires a basic growing up. We have to recognize that this behavior, this deeply ingrained habit of self-grasping, is the root of all our dissatisfaction and suffering. It obstructs the attainment of freedom. It makes us cycle in samsara. It is samsara. recognizing the interdependence of all existence, that we ourselves exist as me only to ourselves. Wouldn't it be logical to finally let go of this confused mind? That due to old habits holds on to something that is not even there. These old habits that drag us down to think that this life is all about me, when in fact in this world with 7 billion people, this life is actually entirely not about me. Now coming into contact with these teachings, with this wisdom, wouldn't it be wise to finally discard that self-grasping mind that totally obstructs us from seeing the total interdependent nature of all things and only brings us suffering? So for a few more moments we can reflect on these following thoughts from the Lojong, from the 7-point mind training. That this time it is different. Today I have come into contact with these teachings, and as a result I have recognized what is the true enemy. The old days when you could ruin me at will are gone. I can see you now, self-centered mind. So where are you off to? I shall tear down your arrogance. Then dedicating this positive energy with whatever realization, whatever slight recognition we might have had, wanting to train our mind in these recognitions, in this realization, and familiarizing ourselves with practicing the direct antidote to self-grasping, which is the two bodhicittas, realizing emptiness, and through that becoming a Buddha in order to help others make our life most meaningful, to be of greatest benefit to existence, reaching the highest level and becoming a perfect guide for each and every sentient being.